A spokesman for the Japanese Navy has expressed regret over today's decision by South Korea to freeze military exchanges between Tokyo and Seoul. South Korea also is canceling a visit to Tokyo by its military chief, along with a port call by two Japanese Navy ships that had been scheduled for September. The actions are in further protest against a Japanese textbook, which, according to critics, distorts history. Charles Scanlon reports from Tokyo.
Japan has been taken aback by the reaction from its Asian neighbors to the new history textbooks. The leader of a parliamentary delegation to Seoul this week admitted that the strength of feeling there had taken him by surprise. But the Japanese government insists it's gone out of its way to accommodate views from China and South Korea and can do no more. It says it can only demand changes to textbooks in the event of clear factual errors, but that most of the complaints are a matter of historical interpretation. Critics have focused their attacks on a book produced by a group of nationalist historians. They say it attempts to show Japan's imperial expansion and war record in a positive light, and that it ignores or glosses over the worst abuses. It makes no mention, for example, of the 200,000 Asian women forced to work in Japanese army brothels. Some education authorities have adopted the book for use in schools from next year. But it's already gone on sale to the general public and has become a bestseller. For NPR News, this is Charles Scanlon in Tokyo.